Today's daf is Menachis daf Samech Vav. We are 10 lines from the bottom of daf Samech He Amid Bey. So the topic of yesterday's daf was the machloikis between the Prushim and the Baisusim, how to understand the pasuk in the Torah that says that you're supposed to bring the Korban Omer Mimachras HaShabbos. The Prushim had a Mesorah from Moshe Rabbeinu that Mimachras HaShabbos is not referring to the day after Shabbos Bereishis. The Torah is not describing a Sunday, but rather Mimachras HaShabbos means the day after the first day Pesach, also known as Tes Zayin Nisan. That's the day that you're supposed to bring the Korban Omer. It's from that day that the Torah says Tisperu Chamishim Yoim, which doesn't mean 50 days, but rather 49 days. And on the 50th day, V'kraftem Mincha Chadoshal Hashem, it's Shavuos. It's the day that the Kohanim would bring the special carbon, the Shtei HaLechem, with the Kiftzei Atzeres in the Beis HaMikdash. The Baisusim argued, the Baisusim believed that Mimachas HaShabbos meant a Sunday. So you take the first Sunday after Pesach, which could be Tes Zayin Nisan if Pesach falls out on a Shabbos, but it could be Yud Zayin Nisan, Yud Ches Nisan, Yud Tetz Nisan, and it's from that day that you start counting the Sfiras HaOmer. It's on that day that the Korban Omer was brought. It's 50 days from that day that the Shtei HaLechem was brought. It's 50 days from that day that was the Yontif of Shavuos. And the Gemara mentioned a brief exchange between a Zokin Echad, that was a Baisusi, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, where Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai proved to this Baisusi from Psukim in the Torah that the Mesorah of the Prushin was the proper Mesorah. He said, on the one hand, the Torah describes the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer as Tisbru Chamishim Yom. He's supposed to count 49 days. Mitzad Sheni, the Torah says, Now, Chamishim Yoim would seem to suggest you could start any day of the week. Sheva Shabbos Tamimoy sounds like seven complete weeks. A complete week starts on a Sunday and it ends on a Shabbos. Okay, so that's Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, must be. Sometimes it's this way, sometimes it's that way. And really what it depends on is when the first day Pesach is. If the first day Pesach is a Shabbos, then you're going to start counting on Sunday. Thus, you'll have Sheva Shabbos Tamimoy. If the first day Pesach is any other day of the week, then it's not going to be Sheva Shabbos Tamimoy. But the point is, you see that Mimachas HaShabbos doesn't mean Sunday. Because if it was Sunday, then it would always be Sheva Shabbos Tamimoyes. And how then, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai told the Baisusi, will you understand the pasuk of Tisbru Chamishim Yoim that seems to suggest that it doesn't have to necessarily be Sheva Shabbos Tamimoyes. Regardless, the Gemara went on and brought four additional Shita Satanoim, four additional sources in the Torah to the Mesorah of the Prushin. Rabbi Eliezer says, it says Tispar Loch. That's one of the Pesukim in Parashas Re'eh that talk about Sfiras HaOmer. Loch sounds like it's a sphere that's Tluya Bebezdin. Shabbos Bereishis is not Tluya Bebezdin. Pesach is something that's Tluya Bebezdin. Yeshua said that we compare counting the Omer to counting the days of the month and then being Mekadosh L'Chodesh. And just like when it comes to counting the days of the month, it's Kadesh Yomim and Menei Yomim V'Kadesh Chodesh, so too with Atzeres, it's the same thing. And the parallel is that just like when you're about to be Mekadosh L'Chodesh, it's Nikr that it's the Chodesh because the Moilid is Nikr, so too here too, it has to be starting to count at a time where it's going to be Nikr. It's going to be Nikr if the starting point is Pesach, but if the starting point is the first Sunday after Pesach, that's not something that's going to be Nikr. And then the Gemara brought two additional Pshatim, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, which were very similar Pshatim, and that is that just like the Shtei HaLechem was brought B'Tchilas HaRegel or Samuch L'Tchilas HaRegel, so too the Korban Omer is supposed to be brought B'Tchilas HaRegel or Samuch L'Tchilas HaRegel. That is a summation of the five Pshatim that the Gemara brought, and now we have a Braisa that's going to bring a whole bunch of different Pshatim, and then the Gemara is going to go back and ask Kashas on some of the Pshatim, not all of the Pshatim. That's why we reviewed it, because it's going to feature very prominently in the first half of today's daf. Zok to Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, Usfartim Lochem, Shetei Sfir Lechol Echad Ve'echot. We spoke about that last night. Mimachras HaShabbos. What does that mean? Mimachras Yontif. It means the day after the first day of Pesach. Chayein El, Mimachras Shabbos Bereishis. Maybe it means Sunday, like the Baisusim. Rabbi Yis, Rabbi Yudoyim, Rabbi Yis, we just said it can't be. Because Tarei Yoyim, the Pasuk says, Tisbru Chamishim Yoyim. And we learn from there, Kol Sfirois, Sha'ata, Soifer, Lo Yu, El, Chamishim Yoyim. That every time you count the Omer, it should always be 50 days. Again, it's not 50 days, it's 49 days. The top toast is on the The imtaim b'mimachas Shabbos Bereishis. Now, if you're going to tell me that you're supposed to start counting from Sunday, pomim shata moitzi chamishim ve'echad, upomim shata moitzi chamishim ve'shnayim, upomim chamishim ve'shloisha, chamishim ve'arba, chamishim ve'chamisha, chamishim ve'shisha. And the Gemara makes an argument that at first glance is very tzarech bir, and the Gemara is going to ask the obvious question on the Braisa. But the Gemara seems to be saying is that if you're going to do what the Tzedukim said, and that is, or the Baisusim said, and you're supposed to count from the first Sunday after Pesach, it's not always going to be 49 days. Sometimes it's going to be 50, 51, 52. 53, 54. Now, the truth is, why is that? You're supposed to count 49 days from whenever you start. So if you start on Tezai Nisan, it's 49 days from Tezai Nisan. If you start the Sunday after Pesach, then it'll be 49 days from that. But Rashi says one word that's the key word in understanding the Gemara. Rashi throws in the word, Lefi Cheshbin Shel Ishtaked, meaning, if 1 year Pesach started on a Shabbos, so then you're going to start counting from Tezai Nisan. If the following year it starts on a Monday, so then when I count the year that Pesach was on a Monday, Shavuos is going to be 52, 53 days after when I had started counting the previous year. So the argument that the Prushim are making is that it would seem to be consistent. It should always be from whatever day of the week is Pesach, Tisbru Chamishim Yoim, then should be Shavuos. Now, in each individual year, it's always going to work, even Lefi Cheshbon Shalav Baisusan. But if I want to apply this year's Shavuos to last year's Pesach, it may end up being more than 49 days, and that somehow is an issue. Regardless, the next Pshat is Rabbi Yudhav Seir Oim Ein Eitzar Chariya Oim. It says Tisbru Lach, Sfirat Tluya Bebesen. That's very similar to Rabbi Eliezer's Pshat in the previous Braisa, that it must be we're counting from a day that's Tali in Bezdin, not a day that's fixed. Shabbos Bereishis is fixed. Bezdin has no say in the matter whether today's Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday. Can't be Ma'abr the week. But in terms of the Chaydish, that's something that they can manipulate. Yotze Shabbos Bereishis, Shesfir Asa B'chaladim. Yesim, Rabbi Yesim says, B'machus HaShabbos, Mi's B'machus Yontif. Atoim B'machus Yontif, Ayena Elo B'machus Shabbos Bereishis. Amritz, Rabbi Yesim said, I'll prove it to you. B'chi Nema B'machus HaShabbos, Shevetoi HaPesach, V'aloi Loi Nema Elo B'machus HaShabbos, D'chol HaShona Kulam Leia Shabbosois, Tzeyubo, the case of Shabbos. Rabbi Yesim said, very simple. According to me, that Shabbos means the first day Pesach, according to the Prushim, so it makes sense. The Torah said B'machus HaShabbos, it's in the parish of the Mayadim, it's right after the Yontif of Pesach, so it's very obvious that B'machus HaShabbos means the day after the first day Pesach. Whereas according to you, the Baisusim, it means a Sunday. How do you know it's the first Sunday after the first day Pesach? Maybe it's a Sunday in November. How do you know which Sunday it is? He said, Seyu Badag Ezer Shabbos. Go, I don't know, the whole world is Malaya Shabbos. So he said, it must be, it's the Shabbos after the first day Pesach. Now the Gemara is going to ask an obvious question on this as well. What's the obvious question? How do you know it's the day after the first day Pesach? Maybe it's the day after the last day Pesach. Now, in Chutz Laaretz, it's even more confusing because you have the first 2 days and then the last 2 days. But let's talk in Eretz Yisrael, where it's Shanim Ketikunam, where it's there's supposed to be 1 day Pesach, and then there's in the beginning, and then there's Shvi Yishol Pesach at the end. Everything else is Chol HaMoed. Okay, so is it Mimachras the first day Yontif, or is it Mimachras the last day Yontif? Regardless, Rabbi Yossi said another pshat. He said, Va'oid, Nemre Shabbos Lamato, V'Nemre Shabbos Le, Ma'ilo, Ma'ilo, Ha'lo, Regal, T'chilas HaRegal, V'Avkan, Regal, T'chilas HaRegal. We compare the Minchas HaOymer to the Shtei HaLechem, and just like the Shtei HaLechem was T'chilas HaRegal, so too the Minchas HaOymer was brought by T'chilas HaRegal. If it's the second day Pesach, it's always going to be T'chilas HaRegal. Rav Shimon ben Eloz HaOymer, final pshat, Kosev Echad HaOymer, Sheishes, Yomim Teichal Matzis, V'Kosev Echad HaOymer, Shivas Yomim Matzis Teichelu, the eat Matzis for 6 days, the eat Matzis for 7 days. Okay, it's a Matzis, she had the Yochel, Oichla Shiva Min HaChadosh, at Yochel Oichla Shisha Min HaChadosh. We're clearly talking about matzah that could be eaten for 6 days, not 7 days. You know what it must be referring to? Matzah that's being brought from the Tfuah HaChadosha. Chadosh, you can't eat the first day Pesach because they didn't bring the Karban Omer yet. But you could start eating it on the second day Pesach. So you see that certain Tfuah, you could make matzah and eat it for 6 days, always for 6 days, not for 7 days. The reason is because the Karban Omer was always brought on Tezai and Nisan. According to the Baisusim, that it wasn't necessarily brought on Tezai and Nisan. So sometimes you eat it for 2 days, sometimes for 4 days. It's not seven and six. According to the Prushin, said Reb Shimon ben Elazar, it's very geschmack why it's going to be seven and six. Regardless, this concludes the many different Pshatim and sources in the Torah for the Mesorah, the Prushin, that B'machus HaShabbos means Tezai and Nisan, the day after the first day of Pesach. But before the Gemara goes back and dissects all these Pshatim that we just brought, the Braisa continues with another halach. It says, Miyoyim Haviyachem Tisperu. So, you're supposed to start counting Miyoyim Haviyachem Esayim. Yochel Yiktzor V'yovi. Ve'im Esay Shayyitza Yisper. I would think that the way it was done, again, back in the day when there was a Beis HaMikdash, is there was the Ktziras HaOmer. Then they brought the carbon, and you were allowed to start counting Ktziras HaOmer whenever you wanted. Talmud HaOmer, no, you can't just start counting whenever you wanted. Mehachal Chermesh Bakama, Tachel Lispa. You're supposed to start counting from the Ktziras HaOmer. Imehachal Chermesh, Tachel Lispa, Yachal Yiktzar, V'yis, 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 V'yis. Okay, so I know that the Ktziras HaOmer is Taloi in the Ktsiras Omer, maybe you can bring the carbon Omer whenever you want. Talmud Omer, Miyim Haviyach.
No.
The Ktsiras Omer is related to the day that the carbon Omer was brought. Okay, so I know that the Sfiras Omer and the Ktsiras Omer and the carbon Omer are all being brought at the same day. But I would have thought that maybe they should all be done during the day. So the Ktsiras should be done during the day, the Sfiras should be done during the day, and the carbon should be brought during the day. Talmud Omer Sheva Shabbos says Tmimois Tien. That the Sfiras Omer has to be Tmimois. When is it going to be Tmimois? If you start counting first thing at night. But if you're going to start counting during the day, then you didn't count Sheva Shabbos Eis Tamimois. Tamimois would mean that as soon as the sun sets, as soon as it's Laila, that's when you start counting. If you're going to start counting during the day, then it's not going to be that way. Yochel Yiktzar V'yavi V'yispar B'Laila. Okay, so I would think that maybe you should do the Ktsira and the Sfira B'Laila. Like we just said, so that it would be Tmimois, and maybe bring the carbon balayla as well. Talmud loymar miyoyim haviyachem. The carbon has to be brought during the day. Haketzad ktsira v'sfira balayla v'ava b'yoyim. So the bottom line is these are three mitzvahs that are all related to each other. The ktsira sa'imer is a mitzvah. Sfira sa'imer is a mitzvah. And bringing the carbon aimer is a mitzvah. The Brisa just worked out what we already know. And that is that the three are all related to each other. They're dependent on each other. It all happened at the same time. So the same exact day that the carbon omer was brought, that the ktsiras omer took place, the yidden started counting sfiras. I mean, it all happened at the same time, stating that the ktsiras omer happened balayla. We saw it happen by tzoy yontif. Sfiras omer was balayla as well, because you have to count temimai. Sheva shabbos is temimai tiana. The carbon omer, like all carbonos, was brought during the day. There's actually a special pasuk for it. It says miyoyim haviyachem es omer atenufa. Omer Rava. Going back to the different pshatim that we had in the two brisos as sources to the shita of the prushim, said Rava kula islu percha. I have kashas on all the pshatim. Bar mitarti tanoi basroi, with the exception of the last two opinions. So almost coincidentally, Rava said, I have a kash on every single pshat, and there were many, with the exception of the last two of the first brisa, the last two of the second brisa, the last two percha. Those two pshatim, I don't have any kashas. Even the Rabbi Yechem and Zaka, and he went back. What was Rabbi Yechem and Zaka's makar? It says Tisbur Chamishim Yoyim. It sounds like 49 days. Doesn't matter when you start. And then it says Sheva Shabbos is Tamimois. It sounds like it has to be 7 complete weeks. It sounds like it's starting on a Sunday. Oh, must be. Sometimes it starts on a Sunday, and sometimes it can start on any other day of the week. So Rava said, I have a very obvious kasha. Maybe when it says Tisbur Chamish and Yoim and Sheva Shabbos, it's coming to teach me something else. Something that will be the topic of the raid in this morning's daf. And that is mitzvah l'mimni yoimi u'mitzvah l'mimni shvui. Maybe what it's coming to say is that there's two mitzvahs in Sfiras Omer. There's a mitzvah to count the days of the Yoimer, and there's a mitzvah to count the weeks of the Yoimer. And there are two independent mitzvahs that we're going to see later. So Tisbur Chamishim Yoim, that's mitzvah l'mimni yoimi. Sheva Shabbos is Temimois Tieno, that's mitzvah l'mimni shvui, but it's not a riot to the Purushim. Imid Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Yeshua. Rebbe Eliezer and Rebbe Yeshua, what was their pshat? So Rebbe Eliezer said, Tispar Loch. Tispar Loch means it's a Sfirat Tuli Bebesin. Rebbe Yeshua said that it has to be a day that's nicker. So, just like you're Mekadosh the Chodesh at a time where it's nicker that you're about to be Mekadosh the Chodesh because you see the Moilid, so too, Mimachas HaShabbos, you're supposed to start bringing, counting the carbon aimer, the Sfiras aimer, bring the carbon aimer at a time where it's nicker, which must be the first day Pesach. But the Gemara says, Dilma B'yantav Achren Koy, Rav Atainet, how do you know it's Yantav Rishoy? Maybe Mimachas HaShabbos, you're right, it's Behemshach to the Yantav of Pesach, but Pesach really has 2 days of Yantav. There's the first day of Pesach, then the Shvi'i Shal Pesach, 5 days of Chol HaMoed in between, again in Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, 5 days of Chol HaMoed in between, but maybe Machzor Shabbos means after the last day. And both Pshatim, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, would fit this criteria. According to Rabbi Yeshua, it has to be Tispar Lach, Sfira Tuli Bebezdin, Shvi'i Shal Pesach is also Tuli Bebezdin. And according to Rabbi Eliezer, it has to be a date that's nicker, it's identifiable. The Shvi'i Shal Pesach is also identifiable, just like the first day Pesach is, the last day Pesach is. Maybe the first day is a little bit more, but they're both equally l'chura on some level identifiable. So Rava said, I don't understand that. Stating that, Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yudah ben Maseira, who were the last two pshatim in the first price, last lupercha, I have no kasha. And he continued now moving over to the second braisa. The first pshat in the second braisa was Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda made a cheshbon that it always has to be 50 days. He said that it's not always going to be 50 days according to the baisusim. And even though in each year it's always going to be 50 days, but if I cheshbon this year's Shavuos versus last year's Pesach, it might be 55 days. It might be many days later. Tainas Rava, what kind of tain is that? Even Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda have amina dumu cham shelo barmi hanishisa. You look at each year individually. Imad Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, the second shot in the second braisa was Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, who said Tisparloch. It was the same shot as Rabbi Eliezer in the first braisa. And thus, Rava has the same kasha. What was Rava's kasha and Rabbi Eliezer in the first braisa? Mimayda b'yantav rishon koy, dilma b'yantav achron koy. Same kasha and Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira here in the second braisa. And finally, what did Rabbi Yosi say? Rabbi Yosi said two pshatim. Rabbi Yosi's first pshat was mimachas haShabbos means Sunday. Which Sunday? How do I know which Sunday? Meicha teisi tainid Rabbi Yosi. It's the first Sunday after Pesach. Maybe it's some other Sunday. So tainas Rab. Tainas Rava, Dilma Biyantav Achron Koy. I don't understand. Rabbi Yosi's pshat. And according to Rabbi Yosi, it's better. Meaning, according to the Tzedukim, it's Sunday, so there's 52 Sundays in the week. Okay, so you narrowed it down to 52 days of the week. But how do I know which day it is? Rabbi Yosi's pshat's not that much better. Because according to Rabbi Yosi, you narrowed it down to 2 days of the week. It's Bimachos HaShabbos. But again, the same kasha. How do I know Shabbos means the first day Pesach? Maybe it means the last day Pesach. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yosi, nami chazik le'pircha. Rabbi Yosi himself knew this question. And that's what Rabbi Yosi himself said, a second shot. Rabbi Yosi, second shot. And on the last shot of the Brice from Shimon ben Elazar, the Rava said, I have no pircha. So regardless, Rava said, I had kashas on many of the pshatim in these aforementioned braises. Some of them were pretty intuitive, pretty obvious questions. But at the end of the day, the last two pshatim in the first braisa and the last two pshatim in the second braisa, on that, I have no kasha, exhale, gufa, fighter. Amar Abaya, mitzvah l'mimni yoimi, u'mitzvah l'mimni shvui. So b'derech agav, as one of the pirchas, Rava's pircha, on the first pshat in the sugya, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who was medayik, on the one hand, when the Torah talks about Tzvir Sa'imer, it talks about counting days, Tisbruch Hamishim Yoim. And then on the other hand, it says, Usfartim Lechem, Mimachras HaShabbos, Sheva Shabbos is Timimois. It talks about weeks. Said Abaya, the inference is that there are two mitzvahs. Mitzvah and mitzvah Yoimi, or mitzvah and Mishu. I mean, you would have thought that the way you count from the Omer is just count days. No, it's not enough. Mitzvah Mimni Yoimi, or mitzvah Mimni Shu. Rabbanat Ve'Ravashi, Manu Yoimi, Manu Shvu. And in fact, the rabbis and Ravashi's yeshiva, when they used to count Sefiras HaOmer, they followed what Abaya said. They counted the days and they counted the weeks, the way we do it. Amneimar says the Gemara, Mani Yoimi, V'Lei Mani Shvu. Amneimar would count the days, he didn't count the weeks. Omar, he would say, Zechel Mikdash. He would say that today, in Amemer's times, after Churban Vayesheni, like it is now, there's no mitzvah Sefiras HaOmer Midairais anymore. So the whole mitzvah of Sefiras HaOmer nowadays, said Amemar, is only Zeichel HaMikdash. Why is it only Zeichel HaMikdash? Because the Torah says, Usfartim Lachem Mimachras HaShabbos, Miyoim HaViyachem HaSoimer HaTrufa. He's supposed to start counting from the day that the Korban HaOmer was brought. We don't have a carbon eimer. So if we don't have a carbon eimer, there's no Sefiras HaOmer Midairaisa. It's only Zeichel HaMikdash. Being that it's only Zeichel HaMikdash, so Amemar said there's no inyan to be Mekayim the mitzvah anyway b'shleimusa. Meaning Amemar said, K'she yibonah beis HaMikdash b'mher b'yameinu, will be Mekayim the mitzvah in the proper way. Of course I'm going to count Yoimi and Shvui. He wasn't arguing fundamentally with Abaya that mitzvah l'mimni Yoimi or mitzvah l'mimni Shvui. What he was saying was now, that we don't have the mitzvah Sefiras HaOmer Midairaisa. All we have is a zecher of the mitzvah Sefiras HaOmer. Today, there's no inyan anymore of being mekayim the mitzvah in its proper way. Thus, mitzvah l'mimni yoimi. There's no mitzvah l'mimni shvur. What did Abaya hold? Abaya argued with Amemar. He held that today's Sefiras HaOmer is also Midairaisa. Or Abaya held, no, it's true. Sefiras HaOmer is only a Zeichel HaMikdash. So what? That doesn't mean that you can't be Mekayim the Mitzvah in its proper way. It still could be Mitzvah L'mimni Yoyim, Mitzvah L'mimni Shvui. So that will be really the topic of the raid. But let's finish the daf first. So we're continuing the process of exactly, sorry Ben, how the Ktiras HaOmer took place, and they would reap the Kohanim, the three Kohanim would reap the Tfuah, and they would put it into Kupais. They would bring the Kupais of the Sa'orin into the And they would heat it up, they would expose it to fire. Because they wanted to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Kali. The Torah, when it talks about the Omer, it says, V'mtakriv minchas bikurim lashem aviv kaloi. Kaloi means it's toasted. So they had to toast it a little bit before they were going to do the rest of the mitzvahs with it. Divir ha-meir. The Chachamim say, V'konimu b'kolchas choyftenai. So first they would beat it with reeds and stems. But these were soft reeds and soft stems, Kadesh lo yismayach, because they didn't want to crush the stem. They didn't want to crush what it was that they had. Nasnu la'abuv, then they would put it into a copper pipe. Ba'abuv hayu menukov, this was a perforated pipe. Kadesh ya'or shayu l'beguloi, so that the fire that was going to be exposed should be able, meaning they didn't put it directly on the fire. The Gemara is going to learn this from a pasuk. But they put it into something copper, and they exposed that copper thing to the fire. There were holes in it, so like this, the kernels that were inside would be toasted, but they did it through a chatzitza, so to speak. Shatru ba'azar, then they took all the kernels of barley and they spread it out on the azar. Varuach min ha'sheves boy, the wind came and blew it. Nasnu l'rechayim shel groisos, then they put it into a mill that was used to grind beans. Vayitziu mimenu yisar, and they would extract from these So'irim, an isarin, that's the shear that they're going to need to bring the carbon oimer. Then they would sift it, shehu menupa b'shloish esri nafa, with 13 seeds. What about the remainder? I mean, they cut a lot. They cut more than just one isarin, and they're only going to use one isarin. So what do you do with the remainder? And again, this is not shiari menachas. Shiari menachas is the leftover of the isarin. So isarin is the amount of soilus that you typically need for a carbon mincha. You take a koimetz, you put it on the mizbeach. What do you do with the rest of it? So that's shiari menachas. It's kachi kadashim, it's only nechel ezechakuna. Here we're talking about the rest of the Sa'irin that was used in this ceremony of Ktira Sa'imer, that was used for this mitzvah Saseh Deiraisa, but that ultimately isn't going to be used for the carbon. So the question is, what do you do with it? Nifta, it was redeemed, meaning you had to be poided first, but v'nechel chaladam, anybody was allowed to eat it. Not only male koyanim. V'chayiv b'chala, there was a chiv chala on that shirayim, u'potim and ha-meiser, Rabbi Akiva m'chayiv b'chala v'meiser. Rabbi Akiva says, there was a chiv chala and there was a chiv meiser. Tanu Rabbanu and Aviv, it says in the Torah, regarding the minchas ha-omer, v'im takrib minchas bikurim l'ashem, Aviv kalui ba'esh. So it says the word Aviv, what does that mean? They're aviv, straightforward. It means the first harvest. Bikurim means it's, like we spoke out last night from Meir Simcha, there's a bikurim idea. Kalui ba'esh. What does that mean? Malam Yisrael, Yisro, Mahavim ba'esh. It had to be toasted. Kidei l'kaim ba'im mitzvah kol, yisik b'mekaim da mitzvah kol. Divra ha'meir. Chachamim say, ein oir loshen kali. That the word kali doesn't just mean exposing it to a fire. To the contrary, you know what it means? Elo davar achar. It means you're exposing it to a fire, but with a mechitza in between. It's not directly exposed to the fire. So according to Reb Meir, it was exposed directly. You just put it on top of a fire. But according to the Chachamim, no, there had to be something in between. Another lashon, ein lashon kali elo davar kalo. It means there's something shiny that's separating it. Haketzad. Both, and Haketzad is explaining both of the pshatim. Abu shakla yisayu sham. You had this copper keli, vayimenukav kikvara. It had holes in it. It was perforated. You would put the se'orim inside that keli. You would expose the keli to the fire. K'teish te'or shaletes b'kulei. And that's how the arik started. Whether it means you needed to have a davar achar, the keli served as the davar achar. If you needed something shiny, it was a very shiny keli. Avuv kalui geres. So again, the pasuk is describing the minchas ha'omer. It says it was aviv. It's from the first harvest. Kalui, it's toasted. Ba'esh, with fire. And then geres means soilas. So it says aviv kalui geres. Any idea from the pasuk itself? I don't know. Im aviv kalui, im geres kalui. When are you supposed to toast it? Are you supposed to toast it before you grind it? Or are you supposed to toast it after you grind it? Is it aviv as soon as you harvest it? That's when you expose it to the fire? Or first you make it into geres, and then after it's geres, after it was already ground, it's then that you expose it to the fire. It says the Gemara, Kshu, Eimer ba'esh, hifstuk ha'inyan. The Pasuk says, aviv kalui ba'esh, and then afterwards it says geres. So clearly it's exposed to the fire when it's in the state of aviv, and it's only after the Torah says the word ba'esh that the Torah says the word geres. Thus from there, you know the seder of exactly how it was supposed to do. The next word in the Pasuk is karmel. Again, we're describing the seder. What does karmel mean? Rach umal. So it's nutriken. It's really made up of two words, and the two words are rach. It should be soft, umal, and it should be something that can be very easily crushed. And we learn from there that the barley, the sa'irim that was used for the carbon aimer, had to be soft. Another example of where you find a concept where the Torah uses a word, and really the word that the Torah uses is meant to be understood benutriken. It's really one word that's Rosh HaTevis almost for many other words. And that is, the Pasuk says, V'ishba mibal sholish v'yavi l'isho alikim lechem mikurim esrim lechem sa'irim v'karma b'tzakloyne. So it's describing somebody that came to Elisha and he brings him bread. He brought him lechem mikurim. It's actually a similar context. Lechem mikurim esrim lechem sa'irim v'karma. We don't even want the word karma. We want the next word. Bitzekloinoi. What does bitzekloinoi mean? Vayemetein lama yechelu. Bitzekloinoi is nutriken. It means ba, this person came. Viyotzak, so the base is ba. The tzaddik kuf is viyotzak. Lanu, and he gave us food. He poured food for us. Viyachalnu, and we ate it. Vinavahaya, and it was very gishmak. So the bottom line is bitzekloinoi, the base is ba. Tzaddik kuf is yotzak. The lamed vav is viyachalnu. And then the last, Nunvav, is Venavahaya. The Omer, another place where you find the word in the Torah, a word in Tanakh, and it does, and the way you have to understand the word is, again, Venutrikin, it says, Nes'alsa Be'ahava. So this is a Pasuk of Mishlei, it describes the Yetzirah, and it describes the Yetzirah as a Zayna. And the Pasuk says that this person with the Zayna was Nes'alsa Be'ahava. What does that mean? Nisa v'nitein, first the Yetzirah says, let's talk. V'nala, and then let's be nala, Rashi says, to the mita. V'nismach, and we'll be besimcha, v'nischata ba'ahavim, and we're going to do averis. V'omer, another example is knaf renonim ne'elasa. The context over there is a bird. And ne'elasa is noise, that's the nun. It carries its egg. The ayin lamid is oila. V'nischata, the samache is v'nischata, and that means it lowers, it deposits the egg inside its nets. The context over there is when the Malach starts up with Bilam, right, tries to get Bilam not to go curse Klal Yisrael, and the Bilam has no idea what's flying, and the Eisel knows, and Bilam doesn't know, and kiyarat haderech lenegdi. What does yarat mean? It's a Rosh HaTevis. Yarasa, ra'asa, natsa. The donkey was afraid. Yarasa, it was afraid, Rasa, it saw nuts, and as a result, it veered off the road. Regardless, we got into this discussion because of the word Carmel. And we said Carmel that the Torah uses to describe the Sa'irim that was used for the Karban Omer is made up of two words. It's Rach and Mal. Another Pshat, Vera Bishmal Tana, what does Carmel mean? Carmole. Car literally is a pillow. Mole means it's a full, it's a good fluffy pillow. So Carmole over here would mean is that the Sa'irim were very, very ripe and it filled up its husk. Like a fluffy pillow fills up the linen surrounding the pillow. Regardless, the Gemara continues, and we had a machlekes. What was done with the leftover sa'im? The sa'im that wasn't going to be used for the carbon aim. Not the shiore mincha sa'im, but the sa'im that wasn't used for the carbon aim. What did you do with it? So the Mishnah said that it was niftah v'nechel chaladim. Anybody that wanted to eat it had to eat. First, he had to be paided, but once it was niftah, anybody that wanted to eat it was allowed to eat it. And then we had a machloikis. What about mice? Was there a chi of mice? Was there no chi of mice? And a machloikis, Rabbi Akiva and the Chacham, the Tanakhama says, Potem and Amaisa. Rabbi Akiva says, Yechayim and Amaisa. Omrav Kano, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva used to say, Meruach Hekdish, Enei Paiter. The reason the Tanakhama holds you Potem and Amaisa is because the Tanakhama holds that any Tvua that became complete and became Chayiv and Maisa when it was Berushos Hakdish is Potem and Amaisa. So it's not a specific halacha regarding the Karban Omer. But this is true in all contexts of any Tvua that Hekdish owns. If the Miruach took place while it was in the Rishus of Hekdesh, the Allah is, it's going to be part. Rabbi Akiva argues. Rabbi Akiva says, Meruach Hekdesh Einoi Poiter, and it's for that reason Rabbi Akiva holds that this is going to be Chayiv as well. So just a little bit of a background. The only time something is Chayiv and Meiser is when it's Nigmar Malachta. So whenever the farmers, and obviously Al Pi Hayros Chazal, deem that the Malacha of this Tfuah in the field was completed, it's at that point you have a chiyuv to give ma'aser. Before the malacha was completed, so you're still in the process of doing what you need to do in the field, the halacha is that the tfua is not chayiv and ma'aser. The malacha that Chazal said is considered gemar malacha, is what we know as miruach. So when you have the heap of tfua in the field, when that heap is smoothed, that's what miruach means. At that point, there's already going to be a chiyuv ma'aser tevel. That's when all the issues on the deraisa level happen. So it all happens once the miruach takes place. So the question is, if Hekdesh owns a field and they have tefuah, I buy this tefuah from Hekdesh. Am I chayiv now to give ma'aser, or am I not chayiv to give ma'aser? So the pashtus is that if the miruach took place in the reshus of Hekdesh, it's what's known as miruach Hekdesh. It became chayiv, or the malacha that would theoretically, technically make it chayiv and ma'aser took place while it was in the reshus of Hekdesh. So miruach Hekdesh is potim and ma'aser. Stating that, said Rav Kahano, that Rabbi Akiva used to say miruach Hekdesh ain't a poiter. Rabbi Akiva was a das yochid. He used to argue with the chachamim, and he said that if Hekdesh owns tfuah and they do the miruach and somebody else buys it, this person has to give my eye. The miruach happened in Rishus Hekdesh. I don't care. Miruach Hekdesh ain't a poiter. And that's pshat in this Rabbi Akiva. The reason Rabbi Akiva holds that the leftover of the seorim, which belongs to Hekdesh, if somebody has it now, you appoint it, you want to eat it, you chayiv a meiser, is because what's the svar yishmi poter for meiser? Oh, miruach Hekdesh. Oimer hayer Akiva. Miruach Hekdesh ain't a poiter. Must Rav Sheishes. Meiser sholish son. Halol ma hoy oisim by a brisa that elaborates a little bit on this machloik is between the Tanakam and Rabbi Akiva. So what they do with the leftover of this Sholish Soim? Nifta, it was redeemed. Rabbi Akiva, this is the same Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah. Rabbi Akiva says it's a chiyuv chal and it's a chiyuv ma'aser as well. So they told Rabbi Akiva, really? Chayiv and ma'aser? Why is this different than poitim yad gizbar yachid? Than anytime anyone's ever poit the tefuah from a gizbar. He's potter from ma'aser. Shechayiv b'chal u'potim and ma'aser. So why here are you going to be potter? Now Rabbi Akiva seemed to be okay with this argument. What's the kasha of him? Isa the miruach hekdesh ain't a poiter. If the yisoid of Rabbi Akiva shita is that he holds miruach hekdesh as ain't a poiter, my komrile. What exactly were the chachamim telling Rabbi Akiva? He. It's the same exact halacha. The immortal words. He. It's the same exact thing. What do you mean? It's the same thing. The same Rabbi Akiva that holds that there's going to be a chi of meiser for the shalish soim that aren't being used for the carbon oimer is going to hold that if you buy any tefuah from Hekdesh, you can have a chi of meiser. It seemed that there was some piece of objective evidence that the Chachamim were able to use in their argument connected to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim were arguing. They were debating and disputing back and forth. The Sholish Soim, the chelik that wasn't used for the carbon oimer, chayiv and meiser or potim and meiser. That was the argument. And come along, the Chachamim, they say, I'll prove it to you. What's the proof? The proof is if you buy something from Hekdesh, you're poyed it, don't you agree that you're potim and ma'aser? And it seemed to be an argument. Now, l'chura, if the yisoid of Rabbi Akiva shita is that miruach Hekdesh ain't a poyter, then that's not an objective argument, because to the contrary, the same Rabbi Akiva that holds chayiv and ma'aser regarding the sholish son of the carbon oimer is going to hold chayiv and ma'aser over there as well. It's the same exact case. So isn't this a great kasher of Kahani? You see that Pshana Rabbi Akiva is not that he holds miruach Hekdesh einoy poiter. Oh, another kasha is Rav Kahana bar Tachlif for the Rav Kahana. It's a different Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana bar Tachlif asked Rav Kahana, Rabbi Akiva mechayev bechalo ube maestres. And in this price, though, Rabbi Akiva explained his shito. L'fishalei nitnu mois elu letzorech lehen. He gave a reason. He said because it's true, all shalish sum that we use for the carbon oimer, all of the three sa'im were Hekdesh. But really, the katchila, the money that was given to finance this operation was given al atanai. And that is that only the chelik of it, the isarin that's going to be used for the carbon oimer, should be the chelik that's Hekdesh. The other part shouldn't be Hekdesh. And Rabbi Akiva is saying, that's why I hold that the remainder of the shalish sa'im is chayiv ma'aser because it's ordinary chulin. The bottom line is Rabbi Akiva is saying a different shot than what Rav Kahana is. Rav Kahana said pshat Rabbi Akiva is because miruach Hekdesh ain't a poiter. Here Rabbi Akiva said it there. So we have two kashas in Rav Kahana. Number one, how could you tell me Rabbi Akiva holds miruach Hekdesh ain't a poiter? How then did the Chachamim use in their argument connected to Rabbi Akiva the fact that poiter miyad gizbar yechiach? Fakir, Rabbi Kiva's going to hold poitim yad gizbar is also chayiv ma'aser. And besides, after mafurish Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva said a different shot. Elam Rabbi Yochanan Talmud Aruch Ubepivsh Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Kiva explained it very nicely. Shalai nitnu ma'is elu letzarech. Why are we even debating this? Said Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said that Rav Kahana and Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara and then the Bava Kamma, right? Rav Kanan, Rav Yochanan, why are we even debating this? There's nothing to debate. Talmud Aruch, Befiv Shal Rabbi Akiva, Shalai Nitnu Mois, El Tzarech Bam, that's Pshad, and Rabbi Akiva. Amar Rav, Pshita Lidim Ruach Hektish Poiter. It's Pashit that ordinarily, if Hektish owns Tfu and the Miruach took place in the Rishus of Hektish, it's going to be Patvav. Rabbi Akiva, Loi Kamachayev, awesome. El Shalai Nitnu Mois, El Tzarech, I Rabbi Akiva by the Karban Omer, that's the Talmud Aruch, Befiv Shal Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva explained it already, like Rabbi Yochanan said. It's because the money was given to Hektish all the time. What about a guy? What if a guy owns property in Eretz Yisrael? He has tefua, and the guy did the miruach. And now you buy the tefua from the Eina Yehudi. Are you obligated to give meiser, or are you not obligated to give meiser? Tenoi, it's machlokes time. Tanya learned the brayso. Tanya mishal Yisrael al Yisrael mishal ev dikechavim, mishal ev dikechavim, umishal kutiim, mishal kutiim. So if a person has tefua from a yid, tefua from an evik echavim, tefua from a kuti, he's tyrein, he gives trumas from meisers, but he does it from the yid's tefua onto the yid's tefua, from the guy's tefua on behalf of the guy's tefua, and from the kuti's tefua on behalf of the kuti's tefua. What about if he mixes and matches? That's a machlokes. Umishal kol al shal kol devi rame. Rame says he can mix and match. So you can take tefua from an evik echavim and use it as truma on behalf of the tefua of the Yisrael, and vice versa. Yosef, Reb Shimon, Oimrim, Tarmi, Mishal Yisrael, Ashal Yisrael, Umishal Levit Kechavim, Ashal Kutim, Umishal Kutim, Ashal Levit Kechavim, Avaloi Mishal Yisrael, Ashal Levit Kechavim, Vishal Kutim, Veloi Mishal Levit Kechavim, Shal Kutim, Ashal Yisrael. In other words, according to Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda, you can mix and match all three categories. Tfu Shal Yisrael, Tfu Shal Levit Kechavim, and Tfu Shal Kutim. According to Rabbi Yosef, Reb Shimon, you can't. You can mix and match the Tfu Shal Levit Kechavim and the Tfu Shal Kutim, but not the Tfu Shal Yisrael. What's the Pshat? Kishmak. Ramei Rabbi Yehuda hold that there's a chi of Chumas and Maises Midai Raisa for Tfu Shal Levit Kechavim and Shal Kutim, just like there is for Tfu Shal Yisrael. Because Miruach Levit Kechavim does not pater from Maises. In contrast to Miruach Hektish, that is Poiter, Miruach Shal Levit Kechavim is not. Thus, they're all Chayiv and Chumas and Maises on the same biblical level. And it's for that reason you can mix and match when it comes to giving Chumas and Maises. Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shimon argued. Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shimon held that Tfu Shal Yisrael is Chayiv and Chumas and Maises Midei Raisa. Tfu Shal Levit Kechavim is not Chayiv and Chumas and Maises Midei Raisa. It's for that reason you can mix and match Shal Kutim and Shal Levit Kechavim, because that's all Chumash and Maises Midrabanan. And you can mix and match different Chumash Shal Yisrael. But Chumash Shal Yisrael on behalf of Chumash Shal Yisrael and Shal Kutim, or vice versa, that you cannot do. So whether Miruach, Hektish, is Poiter, the Gemara thought there's a Machloikis, but at the end there's no Machloikis. Everybody knows Miruach, Hektish, is Poiter, as it relates to Miruach, Ovdei Kechavim, that is in fact the Machloikis Tanoim, and now exhale for real. Either way, so we had Festa daf. The first half of the daf discussed the Karban Omer, more arguments that the Prushim made to the Baisusim, Ravas Pirchas on many of them, not on all of them. Then we had three or four lines of Gemara related to the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer, and then we concluded discussing more about the Ktziras Omer, procedurally, technically, exactly how it went down, and then a brief digression with regards to the halachas of Miruach, more of a Zeraim Sugya, as it relates to Chumas and Maestris regarding Miruach Hektish and Miruach Ovdei Kechavim. So we're going to pick the three lines that relate to Sfiras HaOmer to speak out a little bit of rape. So the Gemara said as follows, Kufa, Amar Abaye, Mitzvah Lemimni Yoimi, Umitzvah Lemimni Shvui. There's a mitzvah when you count Sfiras HaOmer to count the days and to count the weeks. And the Makar is Pesukim in the Torah. It says, Usfartam lechem mimachas haShabbos miyoyim aviyachem esomer atznufa. What should you count? Sheva Shabbosos tamimos. You should count 7 weeks. And then the Pasuk says, Ad mimachas haShabbos haShviyos tisperu chamishim yoyim. You should count 49 days. Thus, mitzvah lemimni yoimi, tisper chamishim yoim, u mitzvah lemimni shvui, sheva shabbosos tamimos. Rabbanan v'rabashi, manu yoimi, manu shvui. And that's the way the Rabbanan v'rabashi used to count Sfiras HaOmer. Ameimar says the Gemara, manu yoimi, v'lo yimani shvui. He would count days, he didn't count weeks. Amar, he said, zeichel mikdashu. Today, Sfiras HaOmer is only a zeichel anyways. Because the Pasuk says, miyoim aviyachem asoimer atrufa, and we don't have the Karban HaOmer. So being that the whole Sfiras HaOmer is only a zeichel anyways, so there's no point in doing it in the proper, optimal way. Thus, he would count yoimi, he would not count shvui. Rav Rishonim take out of this Gemara that Sfiras HaOmer b'zman hazeh is only a zeicher. It's not a mitzvah deraisa. It's only a mitzvah derabbanan. Take a look at Tosfos here. Long Tosfos, Dibra Maskel Zeichel Mikdashu, and that is the sheet of Rav Rishonim. That Sfiras Ha'omer Bizmana says not a mitzvah deraisa. It's a mitzvah derabbanan. And there are many nafkaminas. If you have a suffik, you're going to work with Sfeki derabbanan lekula, not Sfeki deraisa lechumra. Another very obvious and a very practical nafkamina is what time at night are you allowed to start counting Sfiras Ha'omer? Because we know that the definition of laila differs depending on whether you're discussing a mitzvah deraisa or a mitzvah derabbana. Whenever it comes to deraisas, so when machmer in terms of when laila is, Rabbeinu Tam 72, it's a much later shir. When you're dealing with derabbanans, you could be mekel. If Sfiras Ha'omer Bizmana says deraisa, you have to be machmer. You need a later shir of tzeis hakechavim. If Sfiras Ha'omer is only derabbanan, then you can have an earlier shir. Most rishonim hold that Sfiras Ha'omer is only derabbanan, and if Sfiras Ha'omer is only derabbanan, you could be mekel by sveikos. You could be mekel when it comes to when exactly this man of Lailas. Stating that there is a shita that's often quoted as a das yachid, and that is none other than the shita Sarama. The Rambam is in Hilchas Tmidim Musafim, Perik Zayin Halacha Beis. The Rambam is discussing the mitzvah Sfiras Ha'omer. Says the Rambam, mitzvah saseh lisper sheva shabbos seis tamimos. There's a mitzvah to count 7 days, 7 weeks. Miyoyim havas ha'omer, from the day that the Korban Ha'omer was brought, shenama usfartim lochem mimachras ha'shabbos. Umitzvah limnois hayomim imashvois. There's a mitzvah to count the days also, not just the weeks. Shenama tisperu chamishim yoyim. Umitchilas hayoyim moinim, lefichach moinim balayla, midel. There's an idea to count literally from the beginning of the night. Says the Rambam in Halacha Chof Dalid, mitzvah zu al kol ish mi Yisrael. This mitzvah relates to all Jews. U'bechol makay. Doesn't matter if you live in Eretz Yisrael or if you live in Chutz Laretz. U'bechol zman. And at all times, the noshem va'avadim p'turim misfiras ha'omer. The Rambam b'lashoyne hazav said that this mitzvah is b'chol zman. And the achronim are all medayik from the Rambam. The vaistos the Rambam held that the mitzvah saseh da'iraisa of sfiras ha'omer is b'chol zman. And even bizman hazeh, where there's no Beis HaMikdash and there's no Korban Ha'omer, still there's going to be a mitzvah esei deraisa for Sfiras Ha'omer. So whereas almost all the Rishonim say that Sfiras Ha'omer bizman hazeh is a derabbanan, like the Gemara says, it's only a zeichel HaMikdash because we don't have the Korban Ha'omer. The Rambam b'lashoyne Azov said mitzvah zu al kolish mi Yisrael u'b'chol makayim u'b'chol zman. B'chol zman is mashma afilu bizman hazeh, even when the Beis HaMikdash is charev. Thus, even bizman hazeh, Sfiras Ha'omer is going to be a mitzvah de arise. At first glance, the Rambam is tzorech bir, because the Gemara seemed to say very, very clearly, Amemar said, mitzvah lemimni yoimi, no shvui, because zeichel mikdashu, because the whole mitzvah Sfiras Ha'omer is zeichel mikdash. So isn't it a mefurish Gemara, not like the Rambam, says the Kesef Mishnah, and really the Ran already says, as in Perek Arbi Psochim, that the machloikis, the Rambam and the Rishonim, was really based on how to understand poshib shat in this very short Gemara that we learned. The Gemara said, Abayu said, mitzvah lemitzvah yoimi, a mitzvah lemimni shvui. And the Rabbanan of the Rebbe Asher used to do that. They would count the days, they would count the weeks. Amemar had a different meaning. Amemar money yoimi, v'loy money shvui. Why? He said zeichel mikdashu. What's pshat in the Rabbanan of the Rebbe Asher? What's pshat in Abaye that said that even bizman hazeh, even when there's no korban ha'omer, even when the Beis HaMikdash is charev, still mitzvah lemimni yoimi, u'mitzvah lemimni shvui? Is the pshat that they agree with Amemar that Sfiras Ha'omer today is only Zeichel HaMikdash? But whereas Amemar said, because it's only Zeichel HaMikdash, mitzvah l'mimni yoimi, but there's no mitzvah l'mimni shvui, they argued. And they said, just because it's Zeichel HaMikdash doesn't mean there's no mitzvah to do, there's no inyan to do the mitzvah properly. So it's true, it's only a Zeichel HaMikdash, but at the same time, mitzvah l'mimni yoimi, or mitzvah l'mimni shvui. Oye Shloimar, did the Rabbanan of Rav Ashi and Abaye argue fundamentally with Amemar? Amemar would count the days and not count the weeks. He held Zeichel HaMikdashu. Kainas Rabbanan of Rav Ashi, I disagree. Bizman hazeh, it's still a chiyuv deraisa. I mean that it's still a chiyuv deraisa, so we're going to count the days and we're going to count the weeks. The Rishonim held, like the first pshat, that everybody agrees Zeichel HaMikdashu. The machlokes is not fundamentally whether Sfiras Ha'omer bizman hazeh is deraisa or only a Zeichel HaMikdash. Everybody holds it's a Zeichel HaMikdash. The shaila only was how the takana of Zeichel HaMikdash was established. Was it established that being that it's only Zeichel HaMikdash, so only count the days? Or no, just because it's Zeichel HaMikdash doesn't mean that we should compromise on the way the mitzvah is going to be observed. And Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash HaYakayim, there was a mitzvah l'mimni yoimi, mitzvah l'mimni shvui. So Bizman HaZeh also it's going to be a mitzvah l'mimni yoimi, mitzvah l'mimni shvui. The Rambam held no, that the argument was fundamentally What exactly is the mitzvah b'zman hazeh? A meimar held at Seichel HaMikdash. Thus, mitzvah l'mimni yoimi, but not shvui. The Rabban of the Rav Ashi held that the mitzvah b'zman hazeh is exactly the way it was b'zman shebeis HaMikdash HaYikayim. And being that b'zman shebeis HaMikdash HaYikayim, when it was a mitzvah d'oraisa, there was a mitzvah l'mimni yoimi and a mitzvah l'mimni shvui. Today, too, there's going to be a mitzvah l'mimni yoimi, there's going to be a mitzvah l'mimni shvui. But at the end of the day, the Rambam shita sarich bior, right? So we have a makar to the Rambam. It's not shver from the Gemara and Daf Samech Vav. The Kesef Mishnah explained it very, very beautifully. But at the end of the day, aren't the Rishonim right? The Torah says, "Usfartum lachem mimachash haShabbos miyoyim haviyachem esoyim ratnufa." It says you're supposed to count from the time that you bring the Karban Omer. So b'zman hazeh, where there's no Karban Omer, how could the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer be d'oraisa? L'chayr, the Rishonim are right, and the Rambam, how do you understand? The Shita Sar Rambam is Sorech Bir. As I heard from the Rav Shlita, Rabbi Shua Abba, he said Pshat in the Rambam based on a Sefer HaChinuch. The Sefer HaChinuch, Mitzvah Shin Vav, the Mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, and the Chinuch goes to explain the Shoyrish of the Mitzvah. Says the Chinuch as follows, Mishroshe HaMitzvah Al Tzad HaPshat. What's Pshat in the Mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer? He says, Lefisha Kol Ikrin Shal Yisrael In El HaTorah. The Tachlis of Klal Yisrael is the Torah. Bishvil Yisrael Shenikur Reishas and Bishvil HaTorah Shenikur Reishas. A Reis of Yisrael V'Kutsha Brichu Chat. That's the essence. That's the Mahus. That's the Tachlis. U'mepnei HaTorah Nivru Shemayim Veretz Yisrael Kamoish HaKosav V'mloi Beris Yoyim V'Layla V'hi HaIkur V'Hasibo Shenigalu V'yotzu Mimitzrayim Kidei Sheyikablu HaTorah B'sina V'yikaymua Kamoish Shom HaShem L'moisho V'zelucho Ois Ke'anoichi Shalachticha B'yitziach HaSol Mimitzrayim Tavdunas Bottom line is the tachlis of Yitzias Mitzrayim, the tachlis of Brios HaOlam, the tachlis of Klal Yisrael, all is Kabbalah Sator. I'm skipping. Umepnei kein, ki hi kol ikran shal Yisrael, ubavura nigalu, va'olu l'chol ha'gdula shalu aleha, nitztavinu limnois mimachris yontav shal Pesach, ad yoyim nesina Sator. It's for that reason the Torah commanded us to count from the day after Pesach, Tezai, and Nisan, up until Atzeres. What's Atzeres? That's Vav, Sivan, that's Yom Kabbalah Satoru. Laharis ben Afshenu, Hachifetz Agodol, Ela Yom Hanichbod, Hanichsof Lilibenu. So that we should show how amazing the day of Kabbalah Satoru is and how much we want it. Ke'eved Yishav Tzel, like the slave that can't wait to see a little bit of shade. Ve'yimne Tomin Masa Yobo Eis Hanichsof Elof Shiyotz Alecheres. An Eved that's in bondage, he can't wait until he's going to be freed. And he counts down the days. If he's told that by a certain date he's going to be let out, he can't wait for that date to come. And it's in that same vein that we count. We're counting down to Kabbalah Satoru because we understand that's our purpose. That's our tachlis. Ki aminyan, when a person counts, Mare lo'odam ki chol yishoy v'chol cheftzoy la'giya lazman hahu. Regardless, says the Sefer HaChinuch, you want to know what the idea of Sefiras HaOmer is? The idea of Sefiras HaOmer is we're counting down to Matan Torah. And that's why we started counting the day after we left Mitzrayim. In fact, the Chinuch asks the Kasha that why don't we start counting on Pesach? The day we left Mitzrayim, we should have started counting. Why the day after? So it says the Chinuch, because we want to be able to focus properly on Pesach itself, to the mitzvah of Sibitzias Mitzrayim and Matzah, and to let's focus on the miracle. The next day, we could start counting down. It's a different avodah. We can't do them both on the same day. Ein ma'ariv in simcha b'simcha, says the Chinuch. You have to wait until the next day. Ve'ein lanu la'ariv b'simchosoy. You can't be ma'ariv the two simchos. The next day, we'll start counting down. But the point is, says the Chinuch, you know what Sfiras HaOmer is all about? It's about counting down to Matan Torah. So said Rabbi Shua Abba, you have a Rishon, you have a Chinuch, who's explaining the Yisoid of the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. And what's the Yisoid of the mitzvah? He doesn't say a word, he doesn't breathe the Karban Omer. He doesn't talk about count from the Karban Omer until the Shtei HaLechem, although the Psukim seem to suggest that. But that's not what the Chinuch says. The Chinuch says we're counting from Pesach until Atzeres. We're counting from the day that we were freed until the real Tachlis of Yetzias Mitzrayim, which was Yoim Kabbalah Satera is a bazo. Yesh Loim. The Rambam held like the Chinuch. The Rambam held that the Yisoid of Sfiras HaOmer really has nothing to do with the Karban Omer. What it is, what it has to do is with Yetzias Mitzrayim and the Tachlis of what Yetzias Mitzrayim was. As soon as we were freed from Mitzrayim, we can focus now on our purpose, which is that we're gonna stand Tachas Ahor Azeh, and over there we're going to be Mekabel the Torah, Ke'ish Echad, B'Lev Echad, and we're so excited, and it's that what we're counting down to. In other words, the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer has nothing to do with the Karban Omer. The Pasuk says, Miyoyim Aviyachem Esloimer HaTerufa. It says from the day that the Karban Omer was brought, which incidentally, it doesn't say, Mei Haviyachem Esloimer. What it says is, Miyoyim Aviyachem Esloimer. So you're counting down from the day. So Yesh Lachger, what's the Tachas of Sfiras HaOmer? Is Sfiras HaOmer to count from the Karban? benoimer to the shtei alecha, or it's fear benoimer to count from Pesach until Atzeres. And really, there's two bechinas, and they're both true, right? You'll hear a lot of Torah, especially when you learn Menachos, that it's related to the carbon oimer. We'll focus more on the carbon element, and when you mava sedra shnayim mikra vechatargim, it certainly seems to be more related to the carbon oimer. But then we've heard many drushes that seem to relate it, and chesidus haTorah, and al pi kabbalah, and al pi drush, where it's related more to mi Pesach vadatzeres. You're counting down from Pesach and the spheres and the kedusha, memtashari tumah, memtashari kedusha. Right? They're both true. There's two bechinas. There's two channels. There's two ways you can approach it. Shnei drachim. Roiv rishonim held it's related to the carbon eimer. If it's related to the carbon eimer today, bezman hazeh, there is no carbon eimer. So if there's no carbon eimer bezman hazeh, it's not going to work. The other rishonim held that it's not related to the carbon eimer. The Rambam held it's not related to the carbon eimer. The Rambam held that it's related to Pesach. It's related to Pesach. It has nothing to do with the carbon. We have Pesach today, just like we had Pesach bezman habayis. There's certain differences. We don't have the carbon Pesach. Maybe murder and it's not deiraisa. But the point is that we definitely have Pesach today midairaisa. I mean that we have Pesach Midei Raisa and we have Shavuos Midei Raisa, you would still have Sfiras Omer Midei Raisa Afilu Bizman Hazeh. But Rabbi Shua Abba just had one Ara, and a very brisk Ara. And that is, the Rambam brings the halachas of Sfiras Omer, not in Hilchas Chametz and Matzah, not in Hilchas Shavuos. He doesn't bring it in Zmanim even. He brings it in Hilchas Timidam U'Musafin in Avodah. And what bothered him was, is that if the beer in the Rambam is that Sfiras Omer has nothing to do with the Karban Omer, and has nothing to do with the Shtei Alechem, but it's related more to Pesach and Shavuos, the Yomim Toivim, it's related to the Chagim, not the respective Karbanos that were brought on those Chagim, then why the Rambam bring it in Hilchas Timidam U'Musafin? The Rambam should have brought it somewhere in Zmanim. From the fact that the Rambam brought it in Avodah, in Kotshim, from the fact that Rama brought it in Musafin, it sounds like there's a brisk knetch over here. It sounds like it's related to the carbon. It's miyema viyachem es toimer atnufa. And if that's the case, then it's hodru kushi l'duchte. The Rambam shita is that sfiras oimer bezman hazeh is midday raisa. L'chura, why sfiras oimer bezman hazeh midday raisa? It's shemibi d'rabbana. Like Amem said, zeichel l'mikdash. Being that bezman hazeh, we do not have the carbon oimer. We will stop here and we'll pick up part 2. Mitzvah Shem.